We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishem Chaim Yaakov Pinchas Elio Rimer Nachos Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We're going to be speaking about the Todah, the Korban Todah. The Torah speaks in Vayikra Zayin Im Al Todah Yakrivenu. If a person makes a neder, he's going to bring a Korban Shlamim because of one or four situations where he was saved, he was protected. Yorda Hayam, those who went overseas, Holchem and Barrios, those who went through the desert, Chavusha Beis Asrim, those who were taken out of captivity, out of prison, V'cholash and Estrapes, someone who was sick, who was healed. We say V'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela Chayim. Ches Yud Yud Mem stands for all of these things. Ches is Chavush, though someone who has taken it a captive. Yud, one Yud is Yisurim, which is suffering, which is illness. The other Yud is Yam, and the Mem is Midbar. So these four people are supposed to thank Hashem and bring a Korban Shlamim. This Korban Shlamim has the status of a Todah, which is a little bit different than a Shlamim we learned in the fifth Perek, because it's only eaten for a day and a night, and not 2 days and a night in between. In addition to that, the Korban Todah is brought along with 40 loaves, 10 of which are chametz, the rest are matzah, and different types of matzah. The Torah says, Al zevachah to vehikriv, al zevachah todah, chalos matzos, bilulos bashem. And that's one group of 10 matzos, chalos matzos. Then urukike matzos, mishuchim bashem. And then you have the wafers, which are not mixed with oil, but rather they're smeared with oil. Visoles murbeches, chalos bilulos bashem, which is another type of matzah. And then al chalos lechem chametz, yakiv karbono, al zevach todah shlamav. Then you have the 10, which are chametz. The last group of matzos are the murveches, where they're boiled in hot water. That's what makes them a little bit different than the others. So the Mishnah here is here to tell us that the lechem, the bread that comes along, the 40 loaves that come along with the zevach hadato, with this shlamim, with this karbon, are considered tafel. The same thing is true regarding the shtei halechem that come along with the kifse hatzeres, those special shlamim, which are kachay kavshim, which are brought on shavuos. So the lechem is considered tafel to the keves. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us regarding pigel. Says the Mishnah the following: Hatoda mifageles es halechem, v'halechem eino mifageles HaTodah. The Todah can make the lechem pigel, but the lechem can't make the Todah animal pigel. And the Mishnah explains what this means. Ketzad, HaShochet es HaTodah le'echol mimeno le'machar. Here, so I have someone who shechtes the Todah carbon with in mind that he is going to eat that carbon Todah animal tomorrow. So the Mishnah here says, and that's of course chutz lizmana, because tomorrow is beyond the day and the night, which is what the Todah, which is the time limit for the carbon Todah. So he v'halechem fugolim, the Todah animal and the 40 loaves become pigol, and if anyone eats from his chayv kares, because the lechem is tafel, is secondary to the animal. So if you had in mind that you're going to eat from the korban todah tomorrow, everything, the animal and the lechem, becomes pigol. But says the Mishnah the other way, lechol min halechem lemachar, halechem mefugol v'hatodah eina mefugelis. But let's say as you shechs the korban, he doesn't have a mind to eat the animal tomorrow. He's going to eat the animal today, but he's going to eat the 40 loaves tomorrow. We understand very well why that should be. It's a lot of loaves, so you can't finish it all today. In fact, that's one of the explanations why there are so many loaves, because when you bring a korban todah, you're not going to eat 40 loaves yourself in a day and a night. You obviously have to invite people, so that's the special sudas hodah that one brings when we have a reason to bring a korban todah. So here, he had in mind to eat from the lechem lemachar. So this machshava doesn't make the zevach the carbon pigel, because the carbon is the ikar. Rather, only the lechem is mefugel, becomes pigel. The hatoda ain't mefugeles, because, as we said, the lechem is secondary to the animal itself. And the Mishnah gives another example: hakvasim mifaglin es alechem. The two kvasim of atzeres of shavuos, they make the lechem pigel. The halechem ain't mefugeles hakvasim, but the lechem, having in mind chutz lizmano machshava for the lechem, does not make the animals, the kvasim, the kivsei atzeres, pigel. Ketzad? Ask the Mishnah, Hashochet is HaKavasim Lechol Menehem Lemachar. He shechs the Kavasim of Shavuos. With in mind, he's going to eat them tomorrow after their time, because Kifsi Avteris also are only eaten for a day and a night. Hein v'halechem mefugalim. Both become mefugal, the animal and the shtei halechem, the two animals, and the shtei halechem as well. But if he had in mind lechol min halechem lamachar, all he had in mind when he shechted the animal is he going to eat the shtei halechem tomorrow, then halechem mefugal, the two halechem indeed become pigal, but the hakvasim ainam mefugalim, but the animals do not become pigal, because once again the lechem is tafil to the keves. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hazevach mefagel es hanesachim. Continuing with this theme, we bring with karbanos an ola, a karban shlamim, we bring a minchas nesachim, which we mentioned in the past. Minchas nesachim is where we have a karban mincha and the wine that's poured on the mizbeach. So here you have, so obviously those are considered secondary to the animal, to the olo, the shlamim that you're going to bring. So hazevach mefagel sanesachim misha kachu bakeli divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the zevach, the carbon, having in mind as you're shechting the carbon that you're going to eat from that carbon beyond its time, that will make the nesachim as well, the flour, the mincha, and the wine that comes along with it will make it pigal as well, as long as they have been already placed in a kli shares and become sanctified. Once they're sanctified in a kli shares, then the potential is there for them to become pigal when you had in mind to eat from the animal. You had in mind to eat from the animal beyond its time, chutz lizmano, the nesachim that were already in a kli, already sanctified in kli shares, become the flour and the wine, become, according to Rabbi Meir, become pigul. But v'hanesachim ena mefaglim es hazevach, as the Mishnah explains, but the nesachim can't make the carbon pigul. Keitzad hashochet es hazevach, person shechs the carbon, let's say, shlomim, with in mind, lechol mimenu l'lacha, he's going to eat from the animal, from the meat, to be beyond its time. Hu nesachav mefugalim. What becomes pigal? The animal, and the nesachim as well, because they are the secondary to the carbon, and if the carbon's pigal, they become pigal. So if you drink from the wine, or you eat from the solas, from the flour, you chayv kares. And as, of course, if you eat from the animal. Lahakav ben asachim lemachar. But let's say, as you're shechting the animal, and we know the nesachim were already kadosh in the kli shares, and he had in mind that he's going to eat from the nesachim tomorrow, drink from the wine tomorrow, the flour off of the mincha, or the wine, hanesachim mefugalim. Yes, that machshava chutz lizmano makes the nesachim mefugal, both the flour and the wine, if you eat it chayiv karis, but hasevach ene mefugal, but the animal that's brought along with it, because these, the nesachim, are tafshil to the animal does not become pigal, only the nesachim. Now, we notice that with this opinion, it says Divrei Rabbi Meir, and that we don't have a dissenting opinion in the Mishnah. The Gemara says that, in fact, there's another opinion. There's the majority of the Chachamim who are not quoted here. And the basis, and they disagree with Rabbi Meir. They hold that a machshava on the Zevach will not be make the Nesachim pigal. Why not? So Rabbi Meir, let's understand Rabbi Meir first. Rabbi Meir holds that the Zrika of the Dam of the Karbon, the Shlamim, the Ola, etc., permits the Nesachim now to be placed on the Mizbeach. It allows the Nesachim to be the wine to be poured, the Mincha part of it to be placed on the Mizbeach, the Kmitzah, and the rest of it to be eaten. So therefore, since the Nesachim are permitted through the Zrika, they therefore have themselves a Matir, so they become like a Karban themselves. So the same way we have a Machshav of Chutz Lizmano can create a state of pigal for the animal. It can create a state of pigal for the nesachim as well, because they become permitted through the zrikas adam, the avoda of the carbon makes them permitted. So since they have themselves a matir, something of the zrika of the animal, of the dam of the animal permits them as well as the animal, they become pigal with the machshav chutz lizmano along with the animal. The chachamim disagree, and they hold, and we learn in Zvach and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. They hold that Nesachim don't have a matir. Now, why wouldn't Nesachim have a matir? So the answer is because a person can bring his carbon today and Nesachim tomorrow. So I don't need the carbon to the Zrika of the carbon to be matir the Nesachim. They can be brought, they're not along with the carbon. They can be brought tomorrow separately. Say they're matir themselves. So when I do the pouring down of the wine, well, obviously you're not going to drink, you don't drink that. That's got on the Mizbeach. They place on the Mizbeach. But let's say the Solas, the Mincha. So that becomes permitted only through the Kmitza that's placed on the Mizbeach itself. That's matir itself. Therefore, they don't become pigul, because they don't have anything in me matir them according to the Chachamim, and therefore this opinion of the Mishnah that is zevach mefagel the nesachim, that the nesachim can become pigul, that's only the opinion of Rabbi Meir.